Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. You've had enough staying home. You've had enough confinement. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds, like the breathable, silky, smooth Tree Runner, the responsive foam and extra grip of the Tree Dasher, or the classic low-top look of the Tree Piper. Allbirds has a shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Whether you're traveling to the ends of the earth or settling in for a staycation, you need a shoe that's versatile enough to go with any outfit, durable enough to wear over any terrain, and lightweight enough to make packing a breeze. Being made from insanely comfortable, breezy eucalyptus fiber is a plus, too. When you wear Allbirds tree shoes, you're in vacation mode before you even leave the house. They're the only shoes your suitcase needs. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair of Tree Dashers, Runners, Pipers, and more at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging. And their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week it's Snap P 92.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Oh, 1992.
That's the year I got married.
I was in year 10.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I was only 20.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I know, because I was thinking this year, wow, I would have been married for 32 years.
It just makes you feel so old.
Oh, it's because you were young. I know, I was a child bride, but still, 1992, I remember the year because...
Of course, it was massive.
But I also only... ever wanted one wedding dress. My cousin in Ireland sent me an Irish wedding magazine.
Right.
It was like in there. I was like, that's what I want. I didn't try any on. My mum was like, I think we should. I was like, no, that's what I want.
Okay.
And then I just got someone to make it. And then I had it. I know. I'm very decisive.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I am. Probably some people call it spontaneous, too spontaneous, yeah. But I'm very decisive.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, I can be too about some things.
Yeah. If you take me shopping and say,
I know what I like or don't like, I can
get them in the first shop.
For sure.
I remember walking, for those of you who live in Melbourne, you know what Chadstone is. For those of you who don't, you're lucky. It's so big.
It's massive.
And a friend of mine wanted a pair of black shoes. Just black shoes.
Oh, yeah, come on.
We went to every shop in Chadstone and then she came back and bought the ones in the first shop. And I was like, I just said to her, I really like you, but I can't ever shop with you again.
No. You've got to have shopping compatibilities.
Yeah, and it's, no. You like them, buy them. Then we can have a coffee.
Well, you think you're going to get $2 off?
Oh,
between
no.
10 shops.
Yeah.
We could have, saved the $2.
Well, what if there's a pair I like more? Yeah. You don't need to find out because you've bought these ones and now we're free to do what we want. Anyway.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, that's just us.
Yeah.
Other people, now that I work in retail, I've realised people enjoy It's like they will come into the shop and spend an hour and a half there, try on 15 things.
Oh, no, that's not my style.
And then they leave. Like, that was just a fun thing.
Oh, right.
I have never done that
no.
in my life. I'm sure there are peas listening going, yes. But for me, I'm like, what? No. Take me out of here.
No, no, I'm a decisive shopper.
Yeah.
We don't have time. We haven't had time.
I don't think I've ever had time.
Yeah. No, you probably haven't.
But I still, no. I don't know. I think it's rare for me to even, I see something and then I go and try it on. I don't go into a shop and look at 100 things. But no, anyway, each to their own and I'm interested by
it. Yes, well.
I'm like, oh, this is like a therapy for you. Thursday nights.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of
That's when I used
mums.
To go shopping. Yep.
Or people that work full time and they come in and they just try a whole lot of stuff on and then they leave. And I'm like,
okay.
Oh, I don't care. Good on you. Anyway, there you go, Peas.
Yeah.
So
that's
How's about that?
So it's raining.
It's raining. It's actually a welcome
rain. It is because it's been super duper hot.
And super dry.
And really dry, yeah.
I feel like February's turned into March.
Yeah.
Do you know
seasons
what I mean?
Are out of month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Bushfires were always Feb.
Yeah.
And now they're March.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's been stankin' hot.
Yeah, really.
And so, we're not ready for it. We're not match fit.
No, we're
it's
not.
It's been since the bushfire year. We haven't had a hot
summer.
We
haven't really, no.
And we didn't this year either.
No, but it's been a wicked couple of days.
Yeah.
But thankfully people were safe.
Yes, they were safe.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I know. Now it's flooding on the Nullarbor. Yeah. And, you know, what a great country we live in. It's always.
Well, I'm happy for a little bit of rain. I heard it last night. I go, is that rain?
Oh,
wow.
And this is how good I am. I'd had washing on the line. I brought it under the deck and hung it on, you know.
Well done.
I know.
Yep.
I know. I was like, I felt so.
I was pumping it out.
Oh,
with
the
doonas,
amount of washing I did.
Towels, you name it. Jumpers,
everything,
throw blankets.
Yep,
that's my time.
So, for those of you, I think if you live where it's really humid, answer me this: is it still hard to dry your stuff? I reckon
I think
it would
be. Whereas on those hot, dry, we can have the washing on and dry by 12 o'clock.
Oh, you literally you put a load on, you come out for the next load's dry.
Oh no,
it's the greatest.
It doesn't take much.
And I used to be like, oh, this is lame. But now I'm like, you know what?
Oh, no, it's a big
it's
part of our lives.
And it smells so good.
Yes.
And, oh, I tell you what Scholarship did. She messaged me. So she works. She's having a gap year and then she's traveling. So she's working at a place, I won't say. And she's like, I'm going to leave work. I'm going to come to you. I'm going to bring you all my dirty washing and my work clothes. You can wash them. I'm going to go down to my friend's beach house because it's hot. And she worked. We had a long weekend. She worked. And then I'm going to come back on my way to work tomorrow and pick up all my clothes that'll be washed and dried. And, you know, then I'm going to go to work. I say, fine, because she works hard. Anyway, but I was like hanging out those clothes on the line thinking it's going to be dry within half an hour.
If she does it to you in June.
Yeah.
Might be a different story.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she just puts it in the dryer.
Oh, okay,
she's
right,
still,
sure.
She'll still bring washing occasionally.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah, but, yeah, anyway, I'm like just – wouldn't it be great to just, like, text someone and go, oh, look, I'm going away for the night, so I'm going to bring my laundry.
Look, if you want to do that to me, if it's hot, I'll do it for you.
Can't even imagine sending that message. Hey, Mandy, I'm actually going away for the night and I'm going to get behind in my washing. Can you imagine if a friend sent you that? You'd be like, I can't say no, but this is the weirdest thing. Anyway, that's mothers and daughters.
I've been having random messages too.
Yes.
Because people are growing up and they have random questions.
Random questions.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, I remember doing this to my mum.
Yes.
That's fun. I just said, well, I don't know about that one actually. So I'm Googling at the same time you're Googling. So
I was brought up a vegetarian. And so vegetarians make a lot of, we used to call them patties, but I suppose they're like burgers.
Yep.
And, you know, like lentils or rice or whatever. And when I first left home in 1992, I left home a bit earlier than that, but when I lived, you know, as a grown-ass adult, and I looked at the recipe and it was like two eggs, so I boiled the eggs.
Oh.
And then I put them in. I was like, why is this not sticking?
Oh, no. You boiled the eggs?
Yeah.
I know, well, you don't
didn't
know.
It occur to me. You'd put raw eggs and then just bind it and fry it.
Of course.
Like, anyway, so I couldn't text my mum back in the day.
No.
And I was like, what is wrong with this recipe?
Oh,
you couldn't Google anything.
Yeah, well, anyway, now we're at their beck and call.
Now I'm getting the messages.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
am I an Australian for tax purposes?
Yeah. I had to do that the other day for something.
I know. It pops up, doesn't it?
I was setting something up for Molly and I had to do it. I was like, oh, no.
Because you freaked out and you're like,
I know. It's going to haunt me. It's going to be on my gravestone. Mandy was an Australian resident for tax purposes.
And instead of paying a fine, wanted to go to jail. May she rest finally in peace.
Honestly, I'll be resting in peace.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Anyway, shouldn't talk about that. Let's hear from you. There's lots of speak pipes. Gorgeous.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Vanessa here.
Hi, Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa.
The weather in Brisbane today is, well, absolutely disgusting. Yeah. It's so hot. Oh. It's currently 31 degrees as I sit here in the school car park waiting for my kids.
And what's the humidity?
And it has been this consistently for a really long time now.
Yeah.
And I read an article in the news today that said they don't expect it to really cool down here until April.
Oh.
And I almost died.
Yeah.
I just want to hibernate.
It's not the Melbourne
until
life.
April.
No.
And why that also annoyed me so much is that my pea shoot hates the heat.
Yeah. Oh, it's very taxing.
And I, along with him, hate the heat.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, Lord, it needs to get cooler before April so we all survive.
Yeah. It's real.
Not what I originally started.
No, but we're very interested.
Speak pipe four, but hey, I love a good tangent.
Yeah, good.
I wanted to share a really cool milestone recently. My little guy is 5 and has ASD and for the most part is non-speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what day it is, really, and how well regulated he is, and how everything is aligned.
Yep.
Anyway, the other week we were in speech with his amazing speechy, who has been on this journey with us for like 2-3 years now. And we have just started using an iPad for assisted augmentative communication.
Yes.
I can never say that.
No.
AAC. Yeah. And we were looking at animals. And so we were modeling, you know, using the animal buttons and whatever. And there was a monkey. And I said, oh, hey, Roo, you're a cheeky monkey. And then he presses the buttons. No. You, and with a big smile.
Oh.
Thank you, no, Mom. You're the cheeky monkey.
Precious.
And my heart just melted.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, that was reciprocal communication.
Yes.
We hardly ever have that. I mean, not in spoken words. He reciprocates communication, you know, with a cuddle or a keyword sign, but it hasn't been, you know, that obvious.
Yeah. And joking
and
banter.
Really enjoyed that little moment.
Yes.
Which I think is what this journey is about.
Yeah.
Is, big yawn. Enjoying the little moments and savoring them.
Yes.
And just taking big, deep breaths in the big, tricky moments.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Thanks,
good
ladies.
Advice.
Yes. Wonderful advice.
Yeah. Enjoying, loving the podcast and wait for it every Thursday with bated breath.
Oh.
All right.
Thank
see
you,
later.
Vanessa.
Bye.
Stay cool.
Yeah, stay cool. Oh.
It's very, I know Molly gets very tired in the heat. So, so tired, extra tired, you know.
It's exhausting. Yeah. Even now yourself, you're like, right, I've got to go to Coles and I've got to, like, you think more about things.
Yeah.
I think when it's very cold, similarly.
Yeah, but it's a lot of effort to get stuff done.
Yeah, we don't. Melbourne, we won't ever, obviously, people give us shit about our cold. So we don't have hot weather like that. We don't have a relentless 3 months of summer.
No, we have
really hot days.
3 to 4 days.
Yes.
38, 39.
Yeah. So
we can, you know, bunker down for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a friend who's, I've spoken about her. She's in New Guinea at the moment and she messaged me the other day and she said it's 31 degrees and 95% humidity. She's like, I'm just wet.
Dripping.
Like, I was like, oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
But I also want to say that those milestones, this is the thing that you get them and other parents don't get them.
Yeah.
And you, that is a, it will be etched in your memory. Like when I think back through some of my kids being little, I can't remember stuff, but some of those things you will never forget. So thank
definitely.
You for sharing it with us and all of the other peas.
Vanessa again. I have to say thank you to the lady who shared the story about her daughter at the pediatrician's office putting the plastic play ball pit balls up his shirt. And
yeah, cute.
Oh my God, I was listening to it in the car on the way to work the other day. I cracked up laughing. That was so, so funny. Anyway, pediatricians can be so, so boring and so serious. And I really laughed so hard because I'd had a tricky morning at home getting everybody out the door for work, for school, so I could go to work. And I just really appreciated that giggle.
Yeah.
And sharing of that story.
So good.
So your little girl's a legend. I love her. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, fantastic.
And that's what these messages do.
Yeah.
Like they hit all different people
ways. That's right. It's the best.
Yeah. I mean, you and I are lucky. We haven't had a boring pediatrician.
No.
He's a chatty McChatpants.
Yeah, he is.
So
loves to draw. He has random toys scattered around the room you have to try and find.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of boring in there.
But you're also in there with your boys.
That's true.
That are not boring.
They're not boring.
Yeah.
That is.
So, but true, we have laugh.
We do. We have laughed.
With hilarious statements.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why I think you need Pediatricians Anonymous, the podcast.
Oh, absolutely.
That is a podcast.
Oh, that is a podcast.
Like a friend of mine's a surgeon and she works in rural Victoria and she wrote something like she was going into surgery and one of the male surgeons said, "Is the surgeon here yet?" And she said, "Yes, I am. Women can be surgeons too," or something, you know.
Yeah,
and
I said,
"That is the name of a podcast.
That is the
Women
name
can be surgeons too."
Yeah.
And just tell your stories.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Oh, absolutely. Is the
surgeon here yet? And she's like, "I'm standing here." Right here.
How many generations is that going to take to go? Because I catch myself.
It's the boomer exes
saying,
I think it'll
like,
be after us.
Rubbish men.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like,
yeah
it will be after us.
I think the exes, it's entrenched in us that we're fighting.
Yes,
I still say things that I think, wow, I can't believe I said that. Or my girls look at me like, whoa.
Yeah, but then you think about it and you're like, okay.
I do. Yeah.
But, yeah.
But I think it'll be the whatever's after us, millennials.
Yeah, hopefully. Yep. Come on.
Yeah.
You young gals and boys.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah. They're
they
doing
and them,
well.
Whoever you are.
Yeah.
You can change
doing
it.
Well.
Yeah, you are doing well.
Well, I looked up. I'm actually a Xennial because it's 1975 to 1986. So it's an X. Well, they used to be Y. It used to be Generation Y.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I don't identify exactly with Generation X.
Yeah.
So that makes sense to me.
I think Generation X is even long. Like, it's long, isn't it? Because it's 1960. To 1980, it's like 20 years or something.
That's right. So I know, so I'm happy to take that.
Yeah.
I sent it to Annalise. She's like, that's who we are.
Yeah.
And we're like this generation that had no technology and then we had it like,
yes.
you know, growing up.
Mm.
Yeah, weird.
Mm. Well, I'm a 72, but I had typewriters in like year 9 and then computers in year 11 and 12.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they were clunky.
Yeah,
I know they were too.
Yeah.
In offices there were computers.
Yeah.
But I can remember going to the doctors and the nurse would or the receptionist would turn around and they'd go through a little filing thing and pull out your thing.
Yeah.
And then I can remember it all being on a computer and I remember thinking, how does that go on there?
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah,
weird things that us oldies
I think,
have been through.
Yeah, the generations, it's coming.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. Everyone's probably got a little bit of prejudices that we don't realise.
Oh,
but
of course.
Yeah,
of course.
I hope so.
It's subliminal. We don't even know.
Nah.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, Kate and Mandy and all the peas in 2P Podland. It's Kelly from Knowable Me.
Hello, Kelly.
I hope the universe is treating everyone really kindly.
Aww.
I'm dropping in for some shameless self-promotion in SpeakPipe form.
Please.
Knowable Me has just launched our market research platform designed to gather insights and stories from an incredibly important community.
Awesome.
I bet you can't guess which community that might be.
People who love
of course
chocolate
you can.
Cake.
It's peas. Specifically, unique humans, people with disabilities, and their support networks.
Yeah, awesome.
Now,
so good. This.
Close your eyes for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're driving. If you're driving, please don't close your eyes. And imagine a place where your experiences, needs, and preferences can directly shape the future of products, experiences, services, and all the other everyday things we do, but from an accessibility and inclusion perspective.
Awesome.
A platform where your voice doesn't just echo in the void. But is amplified with similar voices to make real change.
Sorry, you're freaked out.
You can open your eyes now. So this just isn't about market research. It's about building data and insights about lived experiences that come from the heart of this community.
Mm.
But if the peas have taught us anything, it's that there isn't community without its members.
Mm.
That's where I want to encourage the pea community to join.
Mm-hmm.
All peas are welcome.
Great.
Obviously. Yes.
Obviously.
If you're living with disability or you're the support keeping everyone going or you're a pea professional or even if you are the unicorn pea and are every one of those things,
yes,
your insights are gold.
Mm. Oh, Kelly.
And maybe the part I should have said at the beginning is we pay.
Yes.
So often people in our community are expected to share and advocate because it's the right thing to do and we should all want to do it for free, right? But we're doing this the right way and like other market research, we pay for your contribution.
Ooh.
Some short online surveys might be an entry into our monthly gift card draw.
Yep.
But anything that is on behalf of our clients is paid.
Ah, great.
And it takes into account the additional effort that is often required for pea participation. Oh.
So please
join today. There are surveys waiting for you and I've got some fun product testing and user experience testing coming out soon as well. So if you're on the platform and registered, you'll get notified when those opportunities are live. This, I think, is the first time, at least in Australia, that there's been a dedicated market research platform for people with disability and their supporters.
Kelly.
And so I'd love you all to be part of making it great.
Yes.
And elevating all of our voices to make change.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find all of the info at knowable.me and can sign up at knowable.me/signup. Before I go, the weather is overcast in Melbourne today with absolutely nothing noteworthy about it.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and thanks for your support, team.
Oh, awesome, Kelly.
It's so good. So Kelly had a stand at the Disability Expo and I went along.
Awesome.
And we were signing people up for this.
Great.
And you know, market research, you're like, oh, but this is
this is awesome.
Awesome. And, you know, I know one of the things she was talking about was like trying to get to Ticketek.
Yeah.
And be like, how hard is it to get a...
impossible.
You know, or anything. And so she's approaching big businesses like, I'm going to make this up, the NAB.
Yeah.
And saying, this is what... And then they will pay to hear it. It's
so cool.
Good,
Kelly.
I just feel
she's so skilled.
So skilled. She can change the world with this. So just please join for Mandy and me.
Yeah.
Listen to Knowable Me.
Yeah.
But really, really join.
Yeah.
And then your pea shoots, you and whoever will actually.
Oh, I just want the companion card so I can book things with the companion card for
you can
crying
just log
out loud.
On,
it's so annoying.
The number. Yeah.
It's ridiculous that we can't even use that. I want so many things. So
And I understand that you can't have 5,000 companion cards and five, but that's. You deserve the same odds of getting a seat as anybody else.
But all we need to do is just ticket and then put our number in.
Yes.
That's it. It's not that hard. It's just an extra thing they have to put in.
If you get to the ticket
thing. Yeah, for crying out loud. Anyway, Hoyts, you know, movies, impossible. So we drive there, we buy the tickets with the companion card, and then instead of being able to do it online like everybody else.
We don't know, are we going to sit where we want to sit?
Yeah.
And sometimes... You know, when my kids were little, there was a certain place where I wanted to sit so I could
get
in and out. And
that's right.
Yeah, you know. Yep, it's just...
Yep.
And nobody else has to drive.
No. No.
You know, they can book online say to their friends, we've booked X, Y, and Z. You
it's
choose.
Very frustrating.
Yeah, so go Kelly. I know the peas will sign up.
Yep, awesome.
And look, I'm going to say that I'll try and put it in the show notes.
Mentalist. Oh, no.
Did you do this? I don't even do show notes for it.
Maybe we can share her link or something.
Yes. Yes. Well, yes. So if I remember, I'll tag Knowable Me.
Yeah. And then you
Instagram
can go and find it.
Go and find
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But that's probably the best Kelly, way. You should also put that in the Hangout.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
So, and we've got one more.
Let's hear.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. It's Janelle here. Oh, I've just listened to your Neighbours podcast, which was brilliant, by the way, and well done, you guys. And just wanted to give a huge shout out to one of my neighbours. Mandy, as you know, that I've just been diagnosed with breast cancer and it's been an incredibly emotional time. But one of my beautiful neighbours just popped in after having heard the news with the most delicious loaf of freshly baked sourdough bread, oh my goodness, and the most beautiful little posy that she'd put together from her garden. And it's just little things like that that you think, you know what, there are just some beautiful people in this world that we are really grateful for. And you guys out there spreading the word is just another thing that I am so thankful for. So thank you. Just wanted to share that and give a huge shout out to my neighbour, Isabel. Thanks. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks. Hard.
Hard. I also wanted to say that, and I haven't even told Mandy this yet, the overwhelming response from that episode.
Oh.
Yeah. Like just people going, I love this. I just loved it. This was amazing. Really? Yeah. So we were really excited to do it. But, I mean, it's a weird thing, podcasting, because you sit here, you push it out, you never hear a thing about it.
Yeah.
But people are like, this was so great. I really, I enjoyed hearing you and Mandy, or, you know, and also just the content. And so thank you to beautiful, beautiful Janelle, who's going through such a traumatic and scary time for sending us a message to say what a neighbour did. And the neighbour probably has no idea that
That's right.
Baking a sourdough.
Oh, gosh.
Already. But I probably would go to Baker's Delight. I wouldn't just give you Aldi bread. But, wow. And a little bunch of flowers from someone's garden.
Oh, it's very thoughtful and it's achievable. Or you can steal them from someone's garden.
And you don't feel alone. When you see those flowers.
Yeah, you remember.
Because my mum's like, oh, I don't want flowers. They just die. Yeah, I'm like, no, I see them and I think someone thought of me. Yeah. So, and we're thinking of you, Janelle.
Yeah. So you remember Janelle from our episode maybe 2 years ago, I think. She's a professional psychologist and she also shared this story of her baby dying, Jessica. Yes. And, obviously Janelle's my cousin.
Yes.
So it's upsetting for our whole family to know that she's going through this now.
And a beautiful, beautiful person.
Yeah. So.
Well, all our love back to you, Janelle.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, peace. We sort of don't have a proper cry, difference, laugh, and there's a myriad of reasons for that.
Well, I've cried 100 times about all sorts of things.
Same.
So,
but you really don't need to hear about
it. I know,
it.
That's right.
Unless it's a poignant cry, I'm not going to share it.
There's nothing poignant. I've just cried nearly every day about silly little things. So.
Oh, yes, so we're not going to share that.
Well, not even silly. There's been quite a few
huge, big
tricky
things.
You know, things with friends of mine or,
Oh, yeah, I've had... terrible things happen. But, you know, also I think the magic of podcasts in a way is that we do have this amazing relationship with our listeners and we do feel like we're friends.
Yeah.
But we're also not going to drag you into the muddy mire.
Well, we probably have.
We probably have, but there are times when we're like, that's really no one.
Yeah.
People don't need to hear that.
Yeah.
But also we're fine.
Yeah.
And we are fine.
Yeah.
So
keep it on going.
I have cried a lot. I'll tell you what. A really good tip is if you're going through a really traumatic time, it's okay to buy the Kleenex tissues. You know, the soft aloe vera ones. That is a treat to yourself. Yeah. That is self-care.
Yeah.
Because I have the cheap tissues, obviously.
Yeah, same.
And I'm like, you know what?
Go and get some nice ones.
Are so nice.
What I've been doing is just like dedicating a time to cry again.
Yes, yes.
So I've just been driving to this certain place where I know no one is and just park and just let it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I can't even do the shower cry anymore. Everyone's at home. And it's just so I have to have a car cry.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's been working.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just really let it out.
Yeah, have that moment where,
yep, and then contain myself. Don't try to catastrophize everything.
No.
Just let that big cry out and then get home and get on with everything else as soon as you open the door. So that's what I've been doing.
And I was talking to my therapist yesterday. It always sounds American to me when I'm like, my therapist.
Yeah.
But I was saying, oh, I've got these issues going on and I can't resolve them.
Yeah.
They're nothing that I've caused, but it's happening to me, to sound like a victim.
Yeah, but lots.
Yeah, lots and lots. Every day it's like, oh, that's different. You know, how do I deal with that? And I was saying, oh, I want to talk to my partner about it, but I also don't want to be like, you know, like vomiting information out all the time. And she was like, what a really good way of doing it is going for a little walk, talking about it on the walk, because you also get it out of your body, which I know sounds a bit woo-woo,
great.
And she was like, then you do it on the walk,
yep,
and then you come home and it's sort of almost taken place outside of the house.
That's a great idea.
And I was like, it just sounded good to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Soft tissues
good advice.
And a walk.
Yeah, some nice tissues.
Yeah, nice tissues. But, I mean, I have had the most laughter ever about the royal family photo.
Oh, I know, honestly.
If you haven't seen it, how? Let me know where you live if you haven't seen it. But it's Kate Middleton on Mother's Day with the three children and
The memes. People making photos. Oh,
the people who can make the mouths move like videos. And I'm sure you've all seen it.
Yeah.
It's so, so, so good. It's just so good. And Christian Hull on that cruise.
Oh, the Ultimate World Cruise is giving my family so much. Every night when I'm plaiting Miss 13's hair because she likes braids to sleep in.
Yep.
And I was actually talking about it because I was watching this mum on TikTok doing such a nice job with her daughter's hair, like really being kind. Yeah. And I said, that's not me. She said, no, that's not you. So I thought, I'm going to really try and braid her hair nicely. Yes. Yanking it.
Oh, well, it's hard to get all the pieces
in. I know, but I'm good at
it. You're lucky you can braid.
Yeah, you know, I'm good at it.
Yeah.
But she wants it done at 9:30 at night. I'm out.
Why?
She just...
Does she sleep with it
She faffs around and then she's... Yeah, or she's been to netball and then she sleeps with the braids. Yeah, she likes to sleep with them.
Just so her hair doesn't get knotty?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember doing that.
Yeah.
It's like
So I have to do that like at 9:30 at night. Or by the time she's...
And you're tired.
Yes.
You're up at 5 or 6 in the morning.
Oh, well, no.
Well, but you wake early
up,
and
she's
you...
up. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a shut down by 9:30.
Yeah,
if if I message back, people are like, wow.
Yeah, something's going on.
It's like if I'm late. I was 2 minutes late to the hairdresser the other day and I said, I know. And she's like... Because my friend Becky's like, if you're never late. She said, if you're late, I think you're dead.
I nearly texted you this morning.
I know.
Because you were coming at 9, you came at 4 past.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I know, see?
I must have got it wrong. I went back and checked the message.
I know. Well, I was like, same thing happened with my hairdresser. I'm just fucking
with you all.
And obviously,
we were just like, it was not an appointment that
keep. I know.
So, but I was like, oh, I must have got that wrong because Becky's never late. Anyway, if you don't know who Christian Hull is, go look him up. He's on Insta, TikTok.
The Ultimate World Cruise.
Mandy and I actually went and saw him years ago.
Oh, yeah.
He's funny. He's terribly, terribly inappropriate.
Yeah.
But funny. The Ultimate World Cruise is a 9-month around the world cruise. Insanity.
Oh.
I could think of nothing worse than being on there for 9 months.
I would love it.
I think you would love
it. I would be on TikTok. I would be, I would love all the scandals.
Yes.
I just couldn't think of anything better.
It's like Big Brother.
Yes.
But the people drop in and out. So you're like, oh, that person's doing something weird.
Yes.
Anyway, it's you can't describe it.
But I know, but it's giving us a lot of joy.
Know. So that's
has been making us
highbrow
laugh. And
joy.
The Sam Kerr.
Oh,
yes.
Sam Kerr. Because we were so sad.
Oh, I was so worried about what she said.
I couldn't even speak
about it. Same. And Molly was upset. She's got a T-shirt with her sign.
Yes.
And I said, I don't know what's going on. I can't imagine she would be racist.
And then I was like, oh.
So relieved. And then everyone writing, I love her more.
I know.
I just, oh, gosh.
Yes, but I just think what a waste of a court system.
Oh,
UK, please, what are you doing?
Oh, man.
Come on.
Anyway, what a relief that was.
That's enough of Kate and Mandy for today.
Thank you
for listening.
So make a difference is all of you. So thank you.
Yeah, you are.
Keeping on, keeping us on.
Thanks for messaging and saying you loved the
camera. Oh, yeah, I want to hear all about it.
If you haven't listened to it, it was last, I don't know when it was compared to this. I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But it was... It was awesome.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was it.
Okay.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.